On April 17th, tenants of the rent-controlled apartment building located at 1921 Walnut Street in Berkeley encountered an unwelcome surprise, a letter from the University of California Regents stating that they may be forcibly displaced from their homes. It wasn't an eviction notice, but rather a vague statement of the university's intent to buy the property and eventually redevelop it for student housing.
You know, it was the middle of the pandemic. City of Berkeley, state of California, much of the country was in a shutdown. So we were ordered to stay at home. It was a Friday night, and I remember walking up the steps and seeing envelopes mailed to all the doors and having, like, kind of feeling a little weird about that, and then reading the letter.
Natalie Logish has been living in the apartment complex for about 10 years. She says finding the letter on her doorstep was surreal.
It was utterly confusing and, frankly, very intimidating. And seeing that UC letterhead, like, you know, UC has incalculable resources, money, power. What are we going to do against them? And that letter, it wasn't asking us, you know, oh, you know, what do you guys think? We're thinking of, like, changing your neighborhood, changing your building. They put us on notice. It was like, you're going to be displaced. You're going to have to move. And here's what's going to happen. If I have to move, I'm going to lose my home, my work. My friends, my community, like everything I've built here for 10 and a half years is just gone, like in an instant.
Here's Devon Riddick, who first moved into his apartment in the rent-controlled complex in 1989. He was a student at Berkeley High School at the time.
The affordable rent that we have here is making it possible for us to stay here. So if we're displaced, then we'll have to move into a more expensive apartment. And we probably won't be able to live here in Berkeley anymore.
UC Berkeley is a state institution, so it doesn't have to abide by the City of Berkeley's rent control measures that protect against unwarranted rent increases and evictions. The university also isn't required to build new rent-controlled units to replace the ones they might demolish.
UC is exempt from any local control, both zoning and housing. So they have a state exemption.
That's John Soloski. He's a Berkeley Rent Board Commissioner, and he's on the steering committee of the Berkeley Tenants Union. John, along with the tenants of 1921 Walnut Street, organized a protest against the UC's plans Monday afternoon in front of the apartment building.
The first ask, and we're not asking anything other than this right now, is don't buy the building, or if you buy the building, don't demolish the building. Just, you know, let the tenants remain here. Until they attrition out. That would be a solution for these tenants.
Senate Bill 330, also known as the Housing Crisis Act of 2019, is a state law aimed at removing local barriers to housing production.
There is the Housing Crisis Act of 2019, which we think applies. There may be a legal argument, but that would have to be adjudicated. And we'll see what happens.
The protest drew support from two city officials, Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragin and Councilmember Kate Harrison, who sent representatives from their respective offices to voice concern about the UC's proposed acquisition of the property. Here's Stefan Elgstrand speaking on behalf of the mayor about what he characterized as the university's disregard for the city's, quote, three P's of affordable housing: production, preservation, and protection.
So when it comes to the case of 1921 Walnut Street, the university is following one of the P's, production, but it's doing so at the expense of the other two P's, preservation and protection. And we simply do not accept that.
According to a statement sent to KPFA from Kyle Gibson, the communications director for UC Berkeley's real estate development arm, the university has entered into a purchase contract with the owners of 1921 Walnut Street, but the sale has not closed. He said there is, quote, no imminent action planned regarding the property, and residents can plan on remaining in the building for at least several months, adding that the campus would prepare relocation payouts for the residents if it moves forward with demolition. But Kim Romero, one of the tenants, says they've been largely left in the dark about the university's plans.
It felt like it wasn't very transparent with their communications with us, and we had to find out most of the information by Googling and going online.
Kim says she found out about the university's so-called Gateway Student Housing Project on her own. The plan is to build student housing on the entire block, demolishing buildings adjacent to 1921 Walnut Street that the university already owns. While the protesters acknowledged the dire need for more student housing, they say student housing shouldn't come at the expense of affordable housing for the broader Berkeley community. Andrea Henson from the Eviction Defense Center says this one case raises larger questions about the UC Regents' role in protecting affordable housing statewide.
This is the foundation of the exact movement that's happening across the state and across the country, is to prevent displacement. There's no reason to tear this down. We have all this commercial space that the UCs could use.
For KPFA, I'm Danielle Kay.